convoluted clan. Freddie's longtime dream had been to forge another loop in that family chain, linking her and Nick. She took a deep breath, tugged on her blazer again, ran her hands over the reddish-gold mop of curls she could never quite tame, and wished once, hopelessly, that she had just a dash of the Stanislavski's exotic good looks. Then she reached for the door. She'd make do with what she had, and make damned sure it was enough. The air in Lower the Boom carried the yeasty scent of beer, overlaid with the rich, spicy scent of marinara. Freddie decided that Rio, Zach's longtime cook, must have a pasta special going. On the juke, Dion was warning his fellow man about the fickle heart of Runaround Sue. Everything was there, everything in place. The cozy paneled walls, the seafaring motif of brass bells and nautical gear, the long scarred bar and the gleaming glassware. But no Nick. Still, she smiled as she walked to the bar and slid onto a padded stool. "Buy me a drink, sailor?" Distracted, Zach glanced up from drawing a draft. His easy smile widened instantly into a grin.
"Freddie! Hey! I didn't think you were coming in until the end of the week."
"I like surprises."
"I like this kind,"